You know, the God we serve does things differently. And some people in the occult would walk on those things just to prove that they can do it. But for you, it didn't bother you. And that's good news. I want to also give you a hello from Ron. Spoke to him last night, and all is well. He is praying about coming, so we'll trust the Holy Spirit to bring him on time and not to fail. Amen?
Amen.
He sent me an email, and I got it this morning, and I want to kind of give it to you because some of you may not look up Lana Vassar, V-A-W-S-E-R. She had an encounter with the Lord where he showed me an assignment of the enemy that is about to be released into the body of Christ in the United States of America regarding the U.S. elections, etc. Before I share this encounter with you, I want to state this and make it clear that since I felt the Lord speak of Donald Trump, in this encounter, firstly, I am not releasing this word from a political standpoint. In reviewing any policies or agendas, I am simply releasing this word for an encounter that I had with the Lord and felt a strong urgency to release it. Secondly, considering the video release of yesterday from 2005, I want to say firstly that the Lord does not condone sin. And by releasing this encounter, I am not condoning Donald's past actions, but felt an urgency to publish this encounter as a warning to the body of Christ. As I pondered this encounter in light of yesterday's video, I felt a stirring from the Lord to not focus on the past, but what God is saying today in this season and right now. I was standing in what looked like a commission room in hell, and so much darkness around, I saw the enemy, and he was about to release a horde of demons upon the earth into the United States with a specific target against believers. What I noticed about these demonic spirits was that they had blindfolds in their hands and they were ready to move. I asked Jesus what these demonic spirits were, and he said they were spirits of deception. I then heard my people that are not pressing for discernment to hear my hearts concerning the U.S. election and who have anointed for the next presidential term will be brought to a place right now in this season where they will be blinded by deception. This army that is about to be released into the body of Christ in the United States of America are coming to blind people to the truth that I have anointed Donald Trump and Mike Pence. And the people of God need to hear this so that they keep pressing in for discernment, despite what the media and the natural world says. Things are going to continue to escalate and the pressure intensify to push Donald Trump out. But my people need to take their place and stand with me to see my purpose come to fruition. The sense surrounded me that this is a very strategic moment, a time of urgency, and a time to pray even more fervently. The sense of laying down agendas and simply seeking the heart of God for this new season for the nation of America that is approaching. I felt this reminder from the Lord to his people in the United States to be praying for discernment right now and to lift their eyes up higher. Place not your eyes on the media or on the natural, but really continue to seek his heart I felt such a strong sense of an increase in the onslaught in this U.S. election. In this last leg of God's people are going to need eyes to see, ears to hear, and a spirit is saying more than ever before. As I have sat with the Lord on this word, I have felt the Lord's heart for his people to not get caught up in what is going on in the natural. The very heart of this word ultimately was felt as a call from the Lord for his people, etc. I could go on and read the rest, but I think you've got the gist of, I believe, an awareness on all our parts that you can't look at the reports from the left to the right and to the left. Put your eyes on the Lord and obey him when you go to vote. And keep your eyes on the Lord. I don't have, you know, a commission to tell you what to do because it's not right. I can, however, tell you, look at the fruit. And when you look at the fruit of both sides, not what they threatened in the past, or not what they, let's say, made mistakes on, because I believe both sides have made mistakes, but there's one that gives an example through his family that there's honor in that house. And honor is godly. I want to take you to Acts chapter 19. Because I want you to see what happens when deception is brought forth instead of the anointing of the Lord. I'm going to show you two verses before I start giving you this word. And I want you to pay attention to this particular verse because I'm going to start it in the middle rather than at the beginning. Verse 14. The first verse, or the first three words, are just identify who they are. But then it says, a Jewish chief priest. A Jewish chief priests were doing this. Verse 13 says, some Jews who went around driving out evil spirits. I'm trying to give you insight into what it was like for the body of Christ, who were the true believers that were casting out demons. But these priests, or a priest in the Jewish faith, and Jewish believers in what they were doing because they wanted to do what they saw the real, genuine man of God doing. Who was he? St. Paul. Go back to verse 11. God did extraordinary miracles through Paul. It's not Paul that did the miracles, is it?
No.
It's God did extraordinary miracles through Paul, so that even the handkerchief and an apron that had touched him were taken to the sick, and their illnesses were cured, and the evil spirits left them. Now, if I could play a video of maybe 15 or 20 years before, I could play you a video of St. Paul standing, watching Stephen getting killed, and then getting paperwork to make sure that everybody that is a believer should be put in jail and killed. Yes or no?
No.
So that video could go viral. And you'd see Paul as Saul of Tarsus. Would you be ready to crucify him? Or would you say, what a choice if God ever chose him. Boy, would he really make a great apostle. What would you be thinking that would go out on the airwaves in that year If CNN, NBC, ABC, and Fox News were actually on the job presenting those pictures day in and day out, tell me who you would elect. Would you elect Paul as a genuine apostle of the Most High God? Well, would you? Or would you say, oh my God, we better pray. If we ever see him in charge, he's going to make a mess. He did make a mess. But God messed him with, God messed with him first. Can God mess up with anybody?
Yes.
Can he choose Hillary?
Yes.
Can he mess with her?
Yes.
Can he mess with Donald Trump?
Sure.
Or has he messed with Donald Trump? I'm not going to answer that question. You go back to the Lord. You go back and you ask what God wants, not what you perceive by videos of the past or attempts to crush the future on both of these candidates. Discern. Ask God, what is it that you want? Verse 13. Some Jews who went around driving the evil spirits tried to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those who were demon-possessed. They would say, in the name of Jesus whom Paul preaches, I command you to come out. 14. Seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, were going and were doing this. One day the evil spirit answered them, Jesus, I know. And I know about Paul. But who are you? Then the man who had the evil spirit jumped on them and overpowered them all. He gave them such a beating that they ran out of the house naked and bleeding. When this became known to the Jews and Greeks living in Ephesus, they were all seized with fear. And the name of the Lord Jesus was held in high honor. Many of those who believed now came and openly confessed their evil deeds. So they made a decision to change their minds. Yeah. A number who had practiced sorcery brought their scrolls together and burned them publicly. When they calculated the value of the scrolls, the total came to 50,000 drachmas. In this way, the word of the Lord spread widely and grew in power. After all this had happened, Paul decided to go to Jerusalem, passing through Macedonia and Achaia, and after I had been there, he said, I must visit Rome also. He sent two of his helpers, Timothy and Aretas, to Macedonia, while he stayed in the province of Asia a little longer, etc. As I was reading that and going all over in my heart, I said, what do we really have when we pray and ask God for direction? Do we always get a clear picture? Sometimes it's foggy, but as you keep walking and as you keep going forward in obedience to what you know, by the time you reach your place where you lay your ballot in the box, the Holy Spirit will prompt you. He will speak to your heart. Like he did with Sammy. Go talk to the boss and see what you're supposed to do. And prepare something so that I will be obedient to whatever you've called me to be. Your communication to the Holy Spirit should be an everyday occurrence. Sometimes every hour. Sometimes every minute, depending on the pressure. Depending on the pressure. Oh, well, I already know what I'm going to do next week. Wrong. Oh, I've already got my plans. Wrong. Why? Because you should be seeking him first. Seek ye first the kingdom, and all these things will be added. Many have got their ritual, and they do their ritual week in and week out, day in and day out, year in and year out, and nothing changes. But you have been called of God to change every day. Change your agenda. Be submissive to the Holy Spirit. Maybe your handkerchief, your body, being the temple of the Lord, can release healing to those that are broken, deliverance to those that are tormented. You say, that's possible for me? Well, do you want to limit your future, or do you want to be obedient? Was St. Paul one of a kind? Was St. Paul one of a kind?
We're all one of a kind, right?
We're all one of a kind, but he obeyed. He wanted to go here, he wanted to go there, and some of it was God. God adjusted his schedule, and he orchestrated where he needed him. And to be very honest, he's orchestrating you and I to where he needs us as well. Mm-hmm. So would you close your eyes? Say, Lord, give me eyes to see.
Give me ears to
hear.
What you've called me to be.
And
what you're looking for.
From me.
For the days ahead.
And the weeks ahead.
And the year ahead.
And the year ahead.
Because it's Happy New Year.
Because it's Happy New Year.
5-7.
5-7.
7-7.
7-7.
Grace.
Grace.
Three times over.
Three times over.
In fullness.
In fullness.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.